fast in black lungs, made of clove splintered shards. They're the kind that we...
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and I hope the hell you figured out what that means. Tonight on Spankwagon Radio, we got a lot of the usual bullshit, and then we got something really... really interesting. We want everybody to play along that's listening, so don't hesitate. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, check out our lame-ass new chat room. Really lame. We'll also open up the phone lines. We'll give you that number in a minute. And here we go. It's time once again. Ladies and gentlemen, you're live with us, hopefully. If you're not, you're with us on the podcast, and that's just as good, we think. Who do we all have in the studio tonight?
It's me, Mr. Murphy!
Okay, one douchebag.
Oh!
Oh, we got a mic foul. Already calling the mic foul and a new co-host.
Did I break it?
You didn't turn it on, sweetie.
You just didn't turn it on.
I don't believe in turning it on.
Do I hear a phone? I hear a goddamn phone. 7 o'clock!
No, it's not the phone. It's an alarm. It's an alarm.
It's an alarm. Yeah, yeah.
So that we think he's cool.
You know, that's what it is. He uses a ringer for his alarm, and it's 6 o'clock on the dot. He's like, gotta go!
Who the fuck, like, that he knows doesn't know that he does this every Friday?
Probably his ex-wife.
His ex-wife. Yeah,
and maybe the point is she does know. So now, okay, all right. So why don't you tell everybody who you are?
I am Nisi, and I am awesome.
Okay. Why are you awesome?
Why am I not awesome? I have pigtails, I snort when I laugh, and I'm Nisi.
Most people would say that's pretty weird.
No.
We know?
No, I don't.
Not
let
the
them
snorting.
I don't let them tell me that.
Oh, okay. You block it out. Earmuffs. La,
yeah,
la, la.
Do.
Don't hear it. Got it. All right, folks. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spankwagon Radio. We want everybody listening to join us live because tonight we're deciding to do something brave, or at least different. Usually we do try to avoid religion as best we can, but tonight we're embracing it and different facets of it. Hopefully we'll have all three guests. If we don't, though... we've got two kick-ass guests coming in a little while to banter, I guess, and talk with us and let us know opposing viewpoints, really, is
well,
what it is.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
The good stuff, you know? Actual good intellectual conversation. Bite me, FM radio. All right, so here's how this works. Everybody who's listening needs to go to spankwagon.net. It's pretty easy. Once you go to spankwagon.net, you click on that link. It says cam and chat. What we want to do is we want to load up the chat room. Once we load up the chat room, we can go ahead and have everybody chat in there. Plus, we're going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to give that number out right now. The number to our studio is 1-866-587-6257. Again, for everybody who's slow, 1-866-587-6257. So we want everybody to call up. And join us in a little while. It's going to be very interesting. I wonder what Murphy's doing.
Sure, well, yeah. Well.
I still want to know where our black man is.
Decaf?
Our black man's gone.
Yeah.
Again, black people time, I guess, is what
I
it
guess
is.
He, you know, ran out of stuff to steal, so he stole himself.
I'm going to kidnap myself. Ah! No. All right, so why don't we say hello to Nisi? This is your first full show, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's gonna be your first real show.
In reality, yes.
Because you were last time you were on, we were doing sort of an interview deal, and we also had on another girl.
Which I kicked ass on, by the way.
Apparently. Apparently, because you're here. So, obviously, I'm going to have to just get used to the fucking voice.
Hey, I'm no ginger, but I am an Nisi.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's individuality, right?
Yeah.
I'm no ginger. Well, good. Otherwise, you'd be a stalking bitch. All right.
Oh. All right.
That, folks, I need to get a sound clip of that. You're not here. It's still going to be here. I'm just going to hit a button. The ghost of Nisi. There you go. Okay, fuck.
That'll do, pig.
And once your sinuses dry out and fall out of your skull.
It's perpetual, you know, allergies, but not.
But not. But no, perpetual allergies is Murph. Because Murphy this week, I know he was sick all week. I call him up and he's like, hey, dude, I'm not feeling too well. Like,
you don't sound
like. You sound like Dick.
What does Dick sound like?
Listen to Murph.
Well.
Listen to Murph. I'm serious.
Is this post-Dick then? Is that what this is?
Yeah, pretty much. No, he sounded horrible, so we're glad he's finally feeling better. He was out last week, and
if you guys are sick, do you still come and like just sound like shit on the radio?
Sometimes, yes.
Does it depend?
It just depends
do
on what we
have. Do you sanitize these microphones?
I think these microphones have touched people's balls.
I like it.
Hey, welcome back, Murph.
Hey, sorry. That was
Was that Deacon?
Sinister Minister.
Ah, the Minister.
He's coming down tonight.
Yes! So we have all three!
We got all
Why
three.
Why would he call after six? Is he...
He just woke up, rolled out of the coffin.
Oh, he did. Yeah,
literally.
Okay. It's still light outside. I don't... What?
He does. He comes out...
What good Satanist is up before the dark? I don't...
This one, he just rolled
out. The kind
out,
that also shops at Vaughn's.
Rubs, oh, my God.
Got to rub a little acid in the eyes, and he's good to go.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So we were just saying hello to... We're just saying hello to Nisi. And,
hey, Nisi.
Hi, Nisi.
Can I see your boobies?
No.
Fuck me, Ron.
You,
I told you,
always lose.
Yes.
You will never see boobs in the studio again. You realize this. Unless you book it specifically for boobs.
Yes, you know you're coming on the show for the boob, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Can we at least see the bra?
I'm not wearing a bra.
Can we at least see the corset?
Yeah, see the corset?
I can't see the corset when you're facing that way.
I can. Ha ha. Life is good.
Fantastic.
All right, so why don't we go ahead? We do have the religion show today. So
Spankwagon Radio, come get your God on.
We want to remind everybody to check out our new chat room.
New and improved.
Live it, learn it, hate it.
Let's not go to the improved part.
All right.
It's new.
And it's still new.
All right. Here's what's going on with the chat room.
It's cut the balls out of the people who actually use IRC.
Yes, it has. And that I'm not happy about because, okay, here's what's going on. Love them to death. Jimmy Diggs, proprietor, owner, god of LV Rocks, says, hey, I got a new link for you for a new chat room. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll check it out. Now I'm thinking, oh, we found a Java app or something that interfaces with our old chat room. Well, unfortunately, no. What he's decided to go with is he found a piece of software, and really, in all honesty, it's a great
Jimmy's
piece
a tool.
Of software. No, he's not. We like Jimmy. Otherwise,
Jimmy's listening.
Otherwise, you're paying for the bills. He found a...
Jimmy's a tool.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
Where?
He found a Flash-based chat room. Now, what it does is it's all in Flash programming. It's not in Java because everybody was having problems with Java. Java released two or three updates in the past month and screwed everything. I mean, I even had to redo my chat room, my beta chat room, which I've now taken out of service because I don't want to confuse people. But it's a mess. We now have a Flash-based chat room. It does not interface with the rest of the internet. It is specifically to LV Rocks. So you can't just join another room or you can't room hop. And that is what really makes me sad because I could room hop into another room and say, hey, guys, check out this. You know, some of my friends that were stupid, lazy, forgot.
Oh, okay. If you're chatting like somewhere else.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, IRC, it has its benefits. You know, it works. It works well. It's lots
Great
of features.
Great place to find porn.
Wonderful place to find porn. This
find porn on IRC.
F-Serve.
I'm sorry.
It's a file server that's based on IRC, and what it does
is it like using the letters to like make naked bodies? So it's like some boob made out of bees and stuff.
No,
Is that not what it is?
Yes, for you, we're going to leave it just there.
Like, motherfucker.
For you, we're going to be like, look at her C. Wow, that's a large D. No.
Speaking of large Ds.
What? Yeah, we don't know where the black man is.
No,
keep going. So that's how you find porn on IRC. And there is lots of different kinds of porn on IRC, and I'm a huge fan of porn on IRC.
And Lex points out here that it randomly explodes.
What, porn does?
No.
Does it explode or asplode?
Asplode.
It explodes.
It exploded.
It exploded.
So I guess the chat room is shite.
Well, I'm not happy with it, but we'll give it. We have to give it a chance. We have to give it a try.
What
I'm
constitutes
not
a chance?
What we're doing tonight.
Whoa, that's
We're letting it run.
I've seen that on a camera.
Watch that dick going on, baby. You want to see that dick on your girl?
Yeah.
Watch it. Look at your back. Ooh. Why don't you get under and look at
it? All right, so things you can find on IRC or, you know, things like that. But this, you won't find any of.
You won't find any of this.
I just closed it.
Damn it, you're supposed to keep a bit running.
Oh, you want me? I'll leave the porn
just
running.
Leave it running.
Here, let me get my.
You won't find this on our new IRC.
Wait, I got to get it back out. Hang on.
You what?
Have to get it back out. Hang on just a second.
Wait, no, please put it away.
There we go. This is from I've Been Sodomized.
It's the
3.
Little things.
It's the little that means so much.
I'll leave the porn going. I really will. I have no problem with that.
Well, like that's a threat. Is that her daughter's room?
Some days it is. All right. So, yeah. We got the webcam going. We have no black man. And we introduce Niecy. Everything is good.
I think she feels that in her colon.
Speaking of...
colon, man. Those are the small intestines that are getting jammed off to the left there.
Yummy.
Jesus Christ. All right. How was your week, Murph? I know you were half dead earlier in the week.
Yeah, I died this week.
I'm sick. I'm just really sick.
Yeah,
I moved over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to take Monday off until they called me at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, lovely.
Hang on, let me swallow my candy.
That's not candy.
That's what's left of your panties there, I guess.
No. It's just, I just cut a hole in the pantyhose.
I screamed at her. I said, hey, you need some help in there? I can just chew right through it. But yes. Hey, whatever it takes to get me a little.
Can't even.
Oh, no. Okay,
so,
keep going.
And then so on Monday, I was supposed to take Monday off as a personal day and wound up having to go in at 2:30 in the morning. And then I went to work on Tuesday or on Wednesday. No, wait. Went to work on
Jesus
Tuesday, got
Christ.
Sent home sick Tuesday, stayed home sick Wednesday.
Oh, they sent you home.
Yeah, my boss said, go home. So I got sent home on Tuesday. Wednesday, I stayed home. Thursday, we found out that we have a huge water leak in the house, and it's pouring hot water into the sewer, maybe
nice.
Even underneath the,
the
cement
house?
In the house. Yeah, the new house.
Oh.
And then today, my dog tried to adopt tried to kill an adoptive puppy.
Oh.
So, yeah.
He tried to adopt a killer puppy.
I tried to adopt a cute little boxer, and Bodhi said, oh, I want blood. So, yeah, that was that. Other than that, my week sucks.
Sounds like you had a swell week. I know today's been my only really anything interesting day. I had to go to the dentist because I have a crown I had to get put in and all that stuff, and I had a root canal. And if anybody remembers my last story with the Novocaine and how they shot me with 3 different injections of Novocaine, and I still felt the drills. They finally had to put, if you remember last time, they finally just had to take the anesthesic, just a giant vial and dump it on my open nerve, and which just shot it up into my sinuses, so my entire face went numb.
Outstanding.
It was spectacular. So today was the follow-up. I had to get the new cap on, but I also get the 2 cavities filled. So he goes and he numbs the top of my gums, and he jams the needle in. I feel everything. Just jams the needle right in the top gums right here, and I still feel everything. 10 minutes later, I'm still feeling everything. He grabs the drill, taps me with the drill, and he goes, oh, shit, you feel that still? I'm like, yeah.
Is that the same dude from before? Like,
yeah.
Like he didn't learn his lesson?
Like
all of a sudden your pain threshold went down?
I actually asked him that, and I said, well, I had problems last time. What did you expect this time? He goes, this area, and if your front 4 teeth is so shallow of nerves that very little Novocaine should be able to numb it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, check it out. Ass to mouth. Straight up.
An ATM transaction.
There you go, baby.
So, yet again, we're on this side of the wall and we don't see shit. I know.
Hey, Niecy, you want to snuggle up over here with me and watch the porno?
Damn. Anywho, so needless to say, two different injections later, and my nose was so numb, I couldn't even feel that I was feeling my nose. And my lips Yeah, I had no... I mean...
My lips!
It was about that bad. My lips felt about 3 feet thick.
Fiber!
Fiber! Smoke!
That's a big cock.
That is a huge cock, isn't it? I'm glad I guest starred in that one.
I would not like that in my ass.
Anyhow, niece, what's the news that we haven't heard since last time you were on the show?
Just been working. I did enroll in school, however.
Oh, what are you taking?
Calculus and physics.
How not to show titties 101.
Yeah, wait. No, calculus actually, and physics.
Yeah.
So you're a math nerd.
Well, no, I'm not a math nerd. I'm a bio, like, chem nerd.
Ooh.
Yeah. I might be taking organic as well, but trying to pace myself and, yeah, maybe sculpture.
Have you never had organic?
Maybe sculpture.
Well, I have to take a fucking art requirement or, like, a fine arts requirement. And I took it, and I withdrew, so I have to take it again. So I have to use my hands and get a grade.
Yeah, take it, whore. Take it.
Basically.
Yeah.
Nice.
Basically.
All right. So that's that. Anything else going on we want to cover before we start breaking down and getting everybody in here? Do we have to wait for the Sinister? Or?
We do have to wait for Sinister. I told him we would do that in the back half of the show.
Oh, I'm
so
I feel really bad for everybody in the green room. They got to put up with this shit for almost an hour.
I know. You know what would make them feel better?
What would make them?
Oh yeah, just like that.
Are those speakers up out there?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh shit.
That dude's balls are gonna leave a dent in the back of her legs.
I know.
All right. And in news, Murph closed. Murph closed the program. Otherwise, I'm not gonna get shit out of that side of the table at all today.
They're all by the port.
Well, who isn't? But
some interesting news popped up today. Hoyce Gracie tested positive for steroids.
I saw that. Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, the Gracie
like
name...
Niecy.
Like Niecy here, like, who's looking at us like lost.
Meow.
The name Gracie, the last name Gracie, the family Gracie, is pretty much synonymous with mixed martial arts fighting.
And ass beatings.
Oh. Yes, they are the founders of a lot of the... Well, of everything mixed
UFC
martial arts.
Yeah, UFC, they started that...
Pride, when
literally
say,
they started
did they do
or
Pride?
They didn't start Pride, but they started UFC, and then it kind of grew from there. Excuse me. It kind of grew from there. Seeing this, though, out of Hoyce Gracie kind of annoys the living shit out of me.
Well, okay, we've talked about steroids in baseball in the past. What makes you even surprised that there's steroids in fighting?
Because of who it is. Now, we have a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy at work, and you want me to put back on this one for you? There you go. So I talked to him about it today, and he said,
"Bleed all over you."
Ew.
Awesome. We were talking about it, and he said, "Well, you know, Gracie's game isn't really the sort of thing where he tries to overpower people, so he doubts it was done for strength and conditioning. Moreover, Hoyce is getting up there in years. It was probably done for the recuperative effects. So it was probably, you know." Again, he is getting up there to help him kind of regenerate from, you know, some beatings and whatnot.
Right.
And get his body back in shape. Same reason that Bond supposedly takes steroids. I think it's just because he, you know, hated the idea of a white guy beating him. But all in all, I think it hurts. It hurts a lot because, again, when you think of the name Gracie, you think, you know, there's a level of...
Like integrity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a level of just... honesty that goes with it.
Well, I mean, you're looking at the Gracie family, you know, and you're looking at, like I said, the godfathers or the you know, the starters of it all. You know, the greatest name
in
mixed martial arts because they started it. They said, okay, you know what? We created this, and here you have one of those people, you know, in that family. Yeah.
Without
is he the youngest, like, of the lineage?
No, he's not the youngest.
Oh,
he's in his late 30s, early 40s right now. His father and then his younger cousins and I think his younger brother still have a lot of fight going on with some of the other places. But one of my concerns was, you know, he fights in the, I do believe, in about the 160 to 170 pound class,
mm-hmm.
which right now is totally dominated by guys like Rich Franklin, BJ Penn, Matt Hughes,
right.
guys that are, you know, real grinders, real ground and pound. I'm wondering if it wasn't to kind of keep up with that, to make a comeback into the more UFC and maybe even the WEC, getting back into those. It hurts. It hurts a lot, quite frankly, to see this.
Well, so what now? Now that he's tested positive for it, is he out or what?
He's out for a year.
He's out for a year. Nevada State Gaming Commission, or not the Gaming Commission, Nevada Boxing Commission, Florida, I want to say Atlanta, California, and Washington, none of them will certify him to fight for at least a year, and he has to test positive 6 times in a row past that.
Right.
And he, you know, hopefully he does.
You mean after the year?
After the year,
okay.
He has to test positive 6 times in a row. Yeah, and they do random testing throughout this. There are sports where that sort of thing is just simply not tolerated, and MMA is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it with MMA, and, you know, they have more integrity, in my opinion, than the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. Because all three of those major organizations... Well, they'll just kind of look
they
one
turn a
way.
Blind
they
eye
turn
to
a
it.
Total blind eye. You were gonna say.
Well, they seem very honor based. Anything that's martial arts or like that seems like it would be honestly honor based.
Unless you talk, what was his name when he did the interview on TV? All you could hear is. I can't think of his name.
Not Abbott.
Not Liddell.
Not Liddell. Oh.
Yeah.
Belfort.
Belfort. Yeah.
Belfort. That guy was lucky to be alive. He had a lot going on.
That was before the fight.
You know, the bad side about this is MMA right now is fighting for such a place to try and become legitimate that this is going to hurt, and this is going to turn, especially for someone so prevalent. This would be as bad as someone's like a Chuck Liddell or Rich Franklin or I hate to say it, but even Tito Ortiz. If one of those guys were to test positive, it'd be, you know, just as bad. But it being someone who has been so crucial to the development of the sport in general, it reminds me of when Rafael Palmeiro tested positive.
Someone who in baseball is considered one of the best of
a
the
legend.
Best.
A legend.
A legend and one of the upright guys. One of the guys that you would never, ever expect to stoop to that level of cheating.
And again, I have to say, I have to agree with Frank, who I was speaking to earlier, that it couldn't have been for the strength game of it. It had to have been for the regenerative effects, but still, it doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't. I mean, if it's prescription, I can understand that. If it was meant, you know, if it was given in the proper way, in the proper dosage, but, you know, if he picked it up.
Are there other things other than steroids that could achieve the same effect?
Yes.
Why?
Because nothing works as well as steroids.
There are things such as human growth hormone.
Yeah.
Which HGH is illegal as well.
Yeah.
Is it illegal or legal?
Illegal.
It is against the law to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a steroid. But it does not work as well.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well. Okay.
It's
I don't
just
see why
not
they
a
haven't
good thing.
They haven't, you know, made more advances in that area, especially if there is the problem with steroids and sports and whatnot. I mean, what?
Here's the thing, though. You want to consider this. If you have like this, you don't want that kind of an advancement in sports. You want a personal physical endurance. You want personal physical.
It has to be about you as a person, not you as a chemist.
Well, it has to be you.
And how you heal is
right.
Factored in.
Exactly.
You know,
that makes sense.
Perfect example is a guy like Randy Couture, who really he's. His early 40s and he's walking at about 250 pounds. This is a guy who has spent his entire life fighting and at his age is achieving what he can achieve and maintaining that achievement through pure physical endurance is a testament of what a sport should be.
You know,
an athlete should be.
You have to understand.
Even someone like Ric Flair, who again is
a wrestler,
in his early
60s.
He's almost 60. Able to do what he does out of pure physical ability. That speaks volumes. When you have to do what, you know, Rafael Palmeiro, Hoyce Gracie, Randy Orton have done at such kind of a younger age to feel like you have to maintain to be competitive, it just speaks badly of what you feel that you can do as an athlete.
Well, not only that.
Not
I mean,
as a science experiment.
Think about it this. It's the fact that you have to cheat to win. You don't want to take the hard road. You know, when did Liddell really start becoming big? He didn't become big until later in life. He took that hard road. Yeah, he took that hard road all the way to that point. You know, he didn't cheat and become a pro wrestlers and baseball players and you know Gracie now had to cheat to get to that point. Now I know with Gracie it's a little different. If it is recuperative,
still
he has to cheat to get to that
cheating.
Point.
And, you know, it's about what you can do with your body and how you can train, not about what you can inject.
Right. Lex in the chat room says they should just have an unlimited class where anything goes. No.
Oh,
no.
What would that be, like the amateur?
No.
That'd be the guys that can inject anything, swallow anything,
eat anything.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, like, would that be whatever you do if you don't want to get a paycheck for it?
Exactly. You know what? If you feel like you need to do that, then go ahead, take a couple of steroids, have 5 pints, go down to the bar, and just smash somebody in the face for a few hours. You can do that on your own. But when you are doing it at a competitive level where your ability to win or lose determines where you stand with people...
It's a world of difference. All right, on that note, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break. We want to make sure everybody understands here in a little while we're going to need you in the chat rooms by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat. We want everybody to be getting ready for the phone, so write the number down, 1-866-587-6257. And we just want to say you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We will return in just a moment.
I'm going to pee my pants.
Collect your fucking head. to Nehusha. She informed me. She said I couldn't keep my wicked life for two reasons.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio!
Damn, you make that sound lamer and lamer every single time.
Well, Decaf's not here, so I can't do the impression of a guy doing an impression
of...
Yeah,
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio. Yeah. Radio.
So now you're doing an impression of Decaf doing an impression
of a white
you.
Guy.
Okay. Just of you. That's the
yeah,
difference.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to do this bit. Watch Murph choke. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time in Spankwagon Radio where we let you know the dead celebrity of the week!
Your dead celebrity, Don Herbert.
Mr. Wizard!
That's right, kiddies. Don Herbert, who explained the wonderful world of science to millions of young baby boomers on television in the late 50s and 60s as Mr. Wizard, and did the same another generation of youngsters on Nickelodeon cable television in the 1980s, died on Tuesday. He was 89 years old. Herbert died at his home in Bell Canyon after a long battle with multiple melanoma, said Tom Nicholsey, Herbert's son-in-law. A low-key, a vernacular presence who wore a tie and white dress shirt with sleeves rolled up, Herbert launched his weekly half-hour show for children on NBC in 1951. Broadcast live from Chicago on Saturdays in the first few years, and then from New York City, Watch Mr. Wizard ran for 14 years.
And that's your dead celebrity of the week, Don Herbert, 89.
We do have one more. You know there's an... Somebody else did... You're going to need that music for yourself if you do that again. Come here! Make
you
me pull
don't
a nipple.
Know he's doing it with his freaking hand right there. Meow.
Thanks for giving away a bit,
Thanks for giving
though.
Away the bit!
Hey.
That's it.
The she's magic got, of radio.
She's okay. Got glasses, and I've got a sour item.
You've scratched people's glasses with
I have.
That shit.
There is another dead celebrity who we just found out about.
What?
Scary Sherry Martel, Sensational Sherry. From the WWE. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Yeah, she died.
Okay. Of what?
I don't know. 49 years old.
49 years old. 49. Drugs.
Oh, yeah, that's drugs or
that's
drugs.
Pure drugs. What killed you?
Overdose of Dusty Rhodes' semen in her ear.
Oh!
In the ear. That's a weird place. To
you know, speaking
unload.
Of in the
she
ear.
She never heard it coming.
She,
Speaking of in the ear.
Oh, we're
there's
changing.
Something. Yeah, we're changing.
Are we doing another get to know segment?
Yeah, let's do a okay. Get to know Niecy. Now, Niecy, we've had some interesting conversations, you and I.
Yes.
Off the air.
Yep.
And some on the air, and you've alluded to a couple of things. So let's get some things out of the way, shall we? Are you trying to get all your levels perfectly with a pen?
Damn straight.
Jesus Christ, you OCD son of a bitch.
Yes.
So, just how many guys have you slept with?
Well, I think I... Over 30, under 40? Not that many. I mean, that's
nice. Write that down.
Over 30, under 40. Was that the general age as well?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No. And just another wondering, how much dick have you sucked?
I don't Holy. Like sucking dick, so actually...
You're fired. Get out.
Fuck you.
Mic's off. All right, so...
So, Trench, how was your week?
Not bad. My week's been going spectacular.
You don't like sucking dick, really?
No, oh I don't know why. It's just...
That's a real downer.
For you.
Yeah, well, you know, I do love...
Hey, I have no problem getting fucked. But I'm not a fan of sucking dick.
Gotta warm up to that.
Let's go ahead and deep into that. Get deeper into that. So you are a fan of a fan of the fucking, huh?
Yeah.
Now, do you like it from behind? You like it on top?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You've got the pigtail. So what's your favorite?
I would say recently from behind.
Recently.
Recently from behind.
Well, I mean, within my ex, you know, because I didn't really like it until him, and then I just then it happened, and then I like it.
You're face down in the pillow.
Yeah. Like suffocating me.
Get
like,
the helmet.
Maybe not suffocating, but yeah.
I can just see it. Put a catcher's mask on her just so that way she doesn't like totally suffocate.
Exactly. So you're digging it from behind.
Yeah, that's
now,
a lot.
Now, you don't like sucking dick. Do you like having a guy go down on you?
Oh, it's required, actually. It's not, yeah.
Wait.
Shut your mouth.
Wait.
I have
wait,
the pussy.
Wait.
Are you? Why? How can you expect them to go down on you if you don't go down?
Thank
fuck you.
How?
You.
No,
stick it in
no,
my pussy,
no.
bitch.
Explain that. How can you do that? How can you be that greedy? How?
Easy. Let me show you. Open my legs. Put your fucking tongue down there, and then
no,
fuck
no, no,
me.
No. You're not answering my question.
No, I just did.
Dude, I think she did, dude. I gotta tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have to explain.
Yeah, you do.
I did. I just did. How you like me now?
Come on now, Mark. Let's not play this game. We got to be a little more adult than that.
That's
plus,
right.
If we get her worked up enough, she might show us the tits.
No, that's true. Okay, all right.
Yeah, don't. No. She might.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, no.
So now, get in the snatch licked, of course. do you prefer to be on your back or on all four? Because I know some girls love getting eaten out bent over because there are technically there's a larger bundle of nerves in the rear than there is around. And guys need to realize there's more
hot.
Than just a clit there.
No, yeah, they do. It's I think like on all fours is really hot.
Yeah.
It's not so much about how it feels different from being on my back as the just the nasty fucking his nose is in my ass and just
God,
like
I
eating
love that.
Me out, you know, like. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty hot.
Now, do you like the tushalingus though? Do you like to have the ass eaten out?
I've never had that.
Really?
Yeah. Like I mean, I've had a finger in my ass. I've had a dick.
Well,
in
who
my
hasn't?
Ass.
I mean,
I have not.
You've had a
I
finger
have
in your ass.
I have.
Yes, you have.
I've had a colonoscopy and I was out for it. So how in the hell would I know
well,
what was up
may
there?
That have been a finger.
There could have been a fucking matchbox car and two pom poms for all I fucking know up there. I was fucking out.
Anybody else smell cheese?
Why did I just shit out Skittles?
So you've never had the tushalingus then, huh?
No, I mean, I'm not exactly opposed to it because I realize that I can sanitize or, you know, I can be hygienic about it. However, it's just not really, it doesn't appeal to me. And
really?
It just, yeah, I mean.
Oh, God. I love eating ass. Holy crap. I tell my wife all the time I'd eat her ass after a bike ride.
Oh, my God, that's steamy.
That's horrible.
I'll get right out in there, tell you.
Oh, no.
What do you want for your birthday? You a bike ride and your fucking bare ass.
I'll tip my tongue that thing like a thirsty Rottweiler drinking out of a toilet bowl. I tell you what, man.
Whew,
rim job. There you go.
Yeah,
So you do prefer. Now, what's your favorite of all the Kama Sutra-like sexual positions?
Karma?
What is your favorite?
The one where I'm being penetrated?
She's such a whore. I love it.
Actually, like my MO is to get eaten out, get off, and then get fucked right fucking then. Like right
Jesus.
Then.
She's damn.
Violent about it. That
like,
is
just
awesome.
Fuck,
oh, wait. Let's tone this down
hey,
just a bit.
Shut up and let her talk.
Tone it down.
No, hold on. So, yeah, punch the guy. You just beat him up or anything
no.
like that too?
No. Because
at this rate,
like
it
pain.
Sounds like you
I
just.
I don't like, no.
Oh, you're
not
like
into pain.
I don't like pain. I don't like to give pain.
Okay.
Like, I mean, if someone's like, I get off on pain.
You're like, bye.
Yeah, I wouldn't really have...
You just like being drilled like the Alaskan coastline.
Do I.
See? That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
It's hot.
And are you currently accepting applications?
I am, actually.
Boys, there you go. If you're listening in, spankwagon.net.
We
go
can hook you up.
Post on the forums. Who knows?
Radio at spankwagon.net.
I smell a bit out of this one.
I smell
who
a lot of
piss.
However this is, they have to be great at kissing, though, because I just can't. And they have to be quick. I don't want to be there for, like, 45 minutes just waiting for you, like, fucking bus to come.
So you just want it now and be done with it?
Yeah.
Make me a sandwich on the way out, bitch, sort of thing?
Yeah, I would rather they just leave, but yeah.
Whoa!
She doesn't even want the sandwich.
She's damn near a guy!
That is awesome.
You know, that's like a guy's dream, because no guy... I mean, guys either want to roll over and go to sleep or leave.
Dude, I get off to go to sleep, so I mean, if I'm gonna...
You know what? I'm the same fucking way.
Seriously,
if I don't come, I can't nap.
Exactly.
2 in the afternoon, I want to sleep.
It made it awkward because, like, for this last week, I've had my friend Lex over because his bike was in the shop. And so I couldn't masturbate at night. I mean, I guess I could have, but...
And he could have watched, and it could have been even better.
Yeah, well...
Let me tell you a little something.
So who's in the chat room, Lex?
We just moved into a new house, right?
No, he is.
Yeah, I know he is.
In my bathroom, which where I'm relegated to beat off if someone else is in the house.
Including your wife?
Yeah.
What?
Well, okay.
What?
If she's tired and just wants to go to sleep, I can't jerk off in the bedroom because I get the feeling like she's like...
You're married.
Yeah, I know. No, trust me. There's no lack of sex, but sometimes, like when you just
the
moved,
lack of sex for him is just like
no,
two or
I'm
three
times. No,
I'm
not saying lack of sex. I'm saying you're fucking married. If she wants to read a book or if you want to jack off.
You know what? If she's not helping,
it's
she
not
feels
fun.
Guilty, and then it's just.
Yeah. I kind of understand that.
Yeah, and I swear, we just moved. She didn't want to, and I can totally understand that. And I'm fully proficient taking my laptop in the bathroom and taking care of business. The problem is.
You need your laptop.
Yeah.
I am never using your computer again.
I touched it.
I edit porn on my laptop. Do you not think I beat off with it?
Oh
I mean, not with
holy
it, but
biscuits.
To it. But so I go in the bathroom and I close the door. And
the lid won't open. It's stuck.
And I'm watching some girl get railed and I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm getting a little warm. I'm like, man, I thought the air conditioning was on. And I look up and. Man, the vent is closed. So I go to push open the vent, take my finger off it, and it snaps back shut. So I've got a little bit of a problem. If the situation's not right, okay, I'll beat for an hour and not come.
Oh my
so,
God.
Like, I'm trying anything I can. Eventually, what I do is I hold open the vent.
No,
I grab
you're not. You're not beating yourself while you're holding the vent.
Just trying to maintain. I'm just trying to maintain. All right? Got to keep wood. Got to maintain.
Wait, you're fluffing yourself all over
the
bed.
Yes.
What
so,
the hell?
So I reach down, and I grab my wife's eyeliner pen off of the off the cabinet, and I jam it up in the vent to keep the vent open.
Did you remember to put it back later?
No.
Like
so the next morning,
let me tell you.
The next morning I'm in the shower, and she looks at me and says, honey, why is my eyeliner pen jammed in the vent?
Yeah, let me tell you about that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Well, you see.
And that was that. Yeah, I had, you know, the AC wasn't right. I can't.
Well, I kind of understand that, but 40, how long does it take you guys?
Well, it all depends. If the situation's right, I can be, you know, one and done in like 10 minutes.
Like a literal 10 minutes?
Yeah.
What about you?
It depends on the situation.
Not exactly like optimal, like, but I mean like just decent, normal, you know, whatever normal is to you.
Yeah, about a half an hour.
What? Why
you're
does it
lying.
Take so long?
You're lying.
What is it that? Because
no,
it's
not.
Very common.
You know, it takes so long. It takes him 40 minutes to find it.
Okay. Well.
How do you figure that out? A half an hour.
Simple. You got to roll the fat back, and you lost your watch in the process.
And he uses his wife's eyeliner to hold the fat back.
There you go. Okay. Nice.
Really, it takes a half hour.
Yeah, it takes about a half an hour.
Dude, I
that's
chafe
optimal.
In a half hour.
That's like optimal.
What do you do in a half hour? Like other than, I mean, what do you? How is
comes
it
home, puts
so
on the music
long?
That he likes. I only have eyes for me. He has to light some candles. Make it
take
romantic.
Take himself out
for
me.
Dinner. Yeah, take myself out for dinner.
And then like make yourself sleep on the couch because you didn't do good enough for yourself.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
yeah,
exactly. I'll still respect me in the morning. Morning.
Yep, pretty much.
Really, a half hour.
All about me, yeah.
Holy shit.
If
I need
at
to get
all.
You some
if
really
at
good
all.
Porn.
If
at
all.
If
what
at all.
Do you mean like there's the clause?
There's like the, there's just sometimes it just hits a wall and I'm done. I can't do anything.
I don't get it.
I just, boom,
it's
done.
An orgasm. It's
nope.
Not like
nope.
Fucking brain surgery.
Nope, cock is broken.
Yeah.
It's broken.
I won't argue that. Just, poof, done. Can't go any further.
Now.
Well, okay, at what point do you realize that it's over? Like when you start thinking about like, you know. You know,
when it starts to bleed.
Oh!
Wow. No, I don't know. There's just a point where I'm like, okay, it's just not going to happen. I just click, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you jerking into video or just straight pictures or what are you beating it to?
Or is it that you don't have that stuff?
Video, pictures, wife, you know.
I was going to say, are you just in there using your own imagination?
No, my imagination is good, but not that consistent.
I don't use anything.
No, wait, let
no,
me
no,
ask
No, no, but see, you're a girl.
You're
women,
a girl.
Women don't need the visual stimulus.
No, we need
males.
In fact, I'd rather not.
Males,
I'd
absolutely.
Yeah,
oh,
erotica,
really?
Cool, huh. But...
Males absolutely, positively have to have visual stimulus.
Now, let me throw you under the bus a little here.
Wow.
So, after a strip club and a little bit of conversation with a certain cannibalism fetish model...
Yes.
How long did it take you to come that night?
I didn't.
Really?
Really.
You mean because you did then?
I didn't even try. I wasn't even in the mood.
On the way home.
Whoa.
This steering wheel cover feels great. No.
Oh, my God.
No, not at all. Absolutely not at all.
Wow. Dude, that's...
But then again, I just got done talking religion at a strip club. My
to
mind
to a hot girl with a nerd glasses.
Yeah. Totally, but yeah. It just didn't seem right at all.
Oh, it would have seemed really right. Oh yeah, when
you know,
it's dirty
it
and wrong.
Is, but I'm just broken.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at the clock, going, all right, the wife will be home in 15 minutes. The kids will be home 10 minutes after that. Do I have time?
I love playing the game where you know someone's coming or you hear someone coming. And you try and get off before they actually like, see you.
Before they walk in that
and
door.
You're like, what?
The finger sniff.
Shook her hand.
Oh,
oh no.
Hey, speaking of pussies, don't you have some audio to play?
Oh, no, you do.
Oh, you
want me
have
to
play
it? You have it on your machine.
Why don't you tell everybody
right.
What you managed
Switching
to get.
Switching gears here.
Grind.
Total ADD radio time. What I finally was able to do, I got a hold of Bradley Trammell. For those of you who don't remember Mr. Trammell, he ran Lips 106, one of our syndicates.
Into the ground.
well, Wild Wild West Marsh Show, by the way, mad props given to him last week. I'll give them to him every fucking week.
Gotta love the guys from the Wild Wild West Marsh Show.
You gotta love the guys, Wild Wild West Marsh. You got Casey host, okay?
Choke!
So anyhow, I got an interview with Brad Trammell because Mr. Bradley Trammell would not call Westmar. Mm. Wouldn't call him. Sent him nasty emails and got all pissy.
Isn't that sort of par for the course when you're a giant pussy and think you can push people around on the air?
Exactly. So there's these comments that are made, like he makes $16 million off the sale of all these broadcast stations. He owns 16 broadcast stations. He's been in it for almost 20 years or 10 years or whatever, and he's only 22, you know?
Now, Westmark called him out on that stuff.
Oh, called them all out. But Bradleykins was not responding, you know? Brad Muffin just was not responding to anyone. So
well,
I
he does look like a pedophile.
Yeah, I finally have been able to secure the interview. So why don't we go ahead and play the interview? Now, mind you, keep in mind, I'm going to have to say this. I was tired. The time zone difference fucked me up.
Yeah, explaining just like they all do.
That was the last segment, babe. So why don't we go ahead and play that interview?
Alrighty, folks. It is I, Trencher, from Spank Wagon Radio. And you know what? I have a treat for you. You see, I finally got a hold of Brad Trammell. You know, Bradley, from the former Lips 106. So we're going to sit and chat with him about his latest project. Let me just bring him up on the board. Hey, Brad.
Hello, teenage America.
What? No, it's me, Trencher. Anyhow, so you have a new station coming up. It's called Arrow 97.1. Tell me more about its main focus. What? Why? Why that? What's wrong with you? You know, you do have Spank Wagon and Wild Wild Westmar, and hey, those are two of the best shows on the internet. And if you don't like it, then hey, fuck you! Dude, what the heck is your problem? Brad, I really don't swing that way. You may want to listen to chat with one of my listeners, Tech Pepsi. That might be a good idea. You're the Pepsi generation. Okay, look, Murphy can barely make that joke funny. You sure as hell can't. Just a gigolo. Right. Let's get down to facts. Now, you've been putting off talking to Wild Wild Westmar Show. And you've been putting some great shows in some really bad time slots. What do you have to say for yourself about that? Well, okay, I can forgive you. But really, what is your thought process and how you run your station?
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Okay, well, you know, it's your station. You can run it any way you want.
Hell yes!
Now, speaking of your station, you've claimed to be running like 19,000 watts before. How were you able to do that? Uh-huh. In for what reason?
Sound system! Sound system!
What? Aren't you afraid of, like, going to jail?
I will survive, yeah.
Oh, somehow I really doubt it. I really do. What happened to your last station? So you're going to try again with another station? But you're doing it again, and how soon and where are you going to be located? So, another question, just money-wise, how can you afford all this? Oh, so this is all someone else's money. So, how'd you get yourself a sugar mama? So, you have a sugar mama. Why not do someone younger, maybe?
Tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say.
Oh, come on. You're one sicko. All right, you know what? Let me ask you about the claim that you have millions of dollars in all these stations, because obviously you're using someone else's money. I don't believe you, so tell me what you have to say for yourself about that. I thought so. You are an ass.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? We're done. Goodbye.
Alrighty, that was my interview with Mr. Bradley. Whoop, let me get those mics on. Bradley Muffins Trammell. So, again, I think it always goes without saying. When dealing with
Brad that one.
By the way, we were supposed to launch July 1st. He won't be launching his mega Uber station until maybe the fall.
Well, I, again, have to say, I called it on the forum. The guy's a lying douchebag. He's always been a lying douchebag. He'll always be a lying douchebag.
Put your ass in the air.
Hey, this is Brad from Listen to Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Well, I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. Anal sex. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Hey, this is Brad from What's on Effect. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's one or more people. Anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex. I think it's immoral to see command. Well, I know it's command. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's anal sex. 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 Hey, this is Brad from List on Effect. Hey, I'm an affiliate. You don't stop talking about anal sex. I think it's immoral to see command. Well, I know this. I think it's gross and immoral. Hey, this is Brad from List on Effect. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know
the
anal sex.
So, okay. And so now I guess the ball really is in his court again if he wants to do another interview.
No, the balls are in his mouth.
The balls are in his mouth, but if he wants to do another interview, he can. We're more than willing to talk to him.
Outstanding. Yeah, Bradley Muffin, if you'd like to call in, and we know you're
that
listening.
That really is going
to
stick, isn't
that
it?
That's a new name. It's Bradley Muffins.
Bradley Muffins.
Plural.
If Bradley Muffins would like to call in, he knows how to get us. Trench, what's that phone number?
You can always call us 1-866-587-6257. And for you dyslexic listeners, 752-6785-6681.
You get to put the pauses in better than that.
In the business, we call that a reset. Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
We'll take a quick break.
And when we come back...
The real bit. The real purpose of our show tonight.
Yeah, it's
us fucking around.
Spankwagon Radio, come get your god on.
And you're listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
We will be back in just a moment.
Someone touch my muffins.
What? No, you don't want to touch Bradley Muffins.
No, I said my muffins.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Wow. Finally, a big bit that came together. We actually had everybody show up.
I know, dude.
You finally booked something decent.
Fuck you. Booked something decent. Grant Imahara, bitch.
Okay. So anyhow, moving on.
Lick my testicles.
No thanks.
Again.
Neither will I, actually.
I don't recall asking you to lick my testicles.
Oh, I'm telling you.
All right. So here's what we got going on. Actually, Murph, this is your bit. Why don't you go ahead and do the introduction of the bit?
Well, basically, what we wanted to do was discuss religion. And, you know, it's one thing for our little retarded asses to sit here and just come up with something. So instead, what we decided to do was to grab a couple of people with some insight into the topic. So starting on the left side, or my left anyway, state your name for the record.
I'm Meg.
That's right. Meg is back in the studio, guys. Yeah. Meg's awesome. Meg, your religious
give us that religious
meter.
Background.
Where do you stick?
Oh, I'm an atheist. There is no God.
Boom. Right there, just
boom,
bam, right there. Okay, so there is no God.
What do you think it means? Oh, hey, you know what? That's what we were looking for.
That's
what
we wanted.
When we were looking for people to do this, you were top name number one. Boom.
I'm not an expert.
No, but you are someone with belief, and that's the important part. We didn't want Jerry Falwell and fucking...
Because he's fucking dead.
All right, we didn't want supposed experts. We wanted real people with real opinions on the topic. So, Meg is an atheist.
Yes.
Next on the list.
Hello, I'm Anthony.
Hello, Anthony.
How are you?
We're good, and you?
I'm good.
Now, why don't you tell us where you are at on the whole religious barometer?
I guess I'm on the complete other side, because I'm a Roman Catholic.
Now, would you
and
say...
And a youth group minister for my church.
So, all right. You're definitely on that upper end of where we wanted to be.
Sure.
So, wait, are you saying Meg's on the lower end?
No. She represents that center line of belief.
Okay.
That there is nothing.
Would nothing be the center line, though?
Yes.
I don't think nothing would be the center line.
You do have belief,
you don't have belief. In the middle would be the center. I guess that'd be agnostic.
Well, for our purposes tonight,
it's a belief. I guess that's more center than yay or nay. That's kind of black and white in that respect.
Now, you said you're a youth minister and you're a Roman Catholic.
Yes.
How many times a week do you go to church?
I go to church. I go to Mass once a week, but I also I'm at church probably 3 or 4 days a week because I have to get the schedule and get things, meetings done and set for the youth group. For the Sunday nights.
Outstanding. So we have our hardcore Christian. Outstanding. Now, again,
woo-hoo!
And on the end of the line.
It looks like you guys are going to not have as controversial of a topic as you wanted right now.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm actually very open-minded about this whole thing.
Okay.
I have my beliefs, but I also have a problem with organized religion in general. Because I think organized religion is the downfall of a lot as far as society. I think it's caused a lot of problems. I think it's very restricting and binding. And I think the people shouldn't be blind sheep and just follow what they're told or what their parents told them. I think at some point you need to wake up, make up your own mind. And, you know, sometimes you have to question.
Okay.
And I'm just very open-minded. I have a lot of beliefs.
Wait, okay, you're open-minded and have the beliefs. Yeah. By the way, for everybody at home shitting themselves because their speakers just went nuts. Sinister.
That is the sinister minister.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I wet myself a little too.
I am known as the sinister minister. I do a TV show, a horror host show. So and a lot of people, I know you guys kind of maybe expected me to come in here with the whole Satanism thing, but...
See, that's what I was led to believe. Now I got to shoot decaf in the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really do.
Well... What you've got is the atheist who I'm sorry, and it was
Meg,
the atheist who would be, you know, right. You got a balance here because you got her, you got the guy who follows the religion and has his beliefs. Then you have me, who I'm kind of on both sides. I wouldn't say both sides. No, I'd be more on the. I wouldn't say atheist. I believe that there's something exists. You know, beyond life. There's something out there. You know what I mean? I'm just not presumptuous enough to claim I know what it is.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
I see. Mm-hmm.
Like the whole concept of Satanism is free thinking.
Okay, so let's take it from there.
It's basically what that is.
So,
if you want, I don't really adhere to any one religion. I agree with certain concepts and disagree with others.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. So going with that then, being the middle, you know, Satanism, there is something out there. What could it be for you? What could it be?
Again, no one knows until you die, to be honest, what I think. You can't, I think the people that claim, look, because the Bible says this, that's the way it is. That's, I'm sorry, I think it's ignorant. Because I don't think any human has the right to say they weren't, we, none of us were around 2,000 years ago when this whole Christ thing happened. It was a story that was written by witnesses in a book that people, and again, you know, I just think that people are too easy to believe what they read.
Okay. Let's hand this over to Anthony then. With that being said,
right.
You know, where presumptuous, what is your belief in God?
Well, I believe in heaven. Mm-hmm. I believe in purgatory, and I believe in hell.
No, okay. Wait, didn't the church say purgatory didn't exist like last week, though?
No.
There was something that came out of the Vatican, I think within the last year, about something about purgatory.
They were talking about purgatory, yes.
Okay. And what was in?
But they didn't say it doesn't exist. Okay. They just
kind of pushed it off the side and said, don't think
about
it as much?
It's something that they don't discuss as much because it bothers other Christian religions. Because Christianity believes in heaven and hell. Mm-hmm. And what you said about the Bible was written 500 years after Jesus' death.
Right.
So most of the Bible in the Catholic belief is stories. And they are stories to help teach us what Jesus wants us to believe and how Jesus lived his life and how Jesus died for us. Now, the Bible, like the book of Genesis, are stories to help teach, but they're not true. I mean, the world being built, being created in 7 days and things like that, it's not supposed to be taken as literal. Now, if you talk to a lot of Protestants or Baptists, they believe that the Bible is exactly what it says, and you've got to take it word for word, and it's done. But in the Catholic faith, no, we don't take it as word for word. We know there are stories. We know that there are ways to teach people who were not educated back in the day. They were not educated people, so they created these stories to help them understand where what God's belief is from Elijah and so forth.
I see Meg twitching.
I see Meg just, something's there.
Say your bit.
And speak up in the mic so we can hear you.
No, I can never get a straight answer. Like, how is a person supposed to know what is to be taken literally and what isn't? And why is the Old Testament not to be taken literally and the New Testament is? It's so contradictory. I don't understand how you settle that in your own mind.
I can kind of help you with that. With the stories about Jesus, the stories that Jesus taught, that Jesus taught the 12 disciples, those are to be taken literal from the body and the blood of Christ.
Yeah, like
the Old Testament, not literally, in the New Testament.
The Bible doesn't say that.
Yeah, well,
how
I mean,
can you say that?
It's because of your learning, and it's because of. Go ahead.
Make sure you're bringing the mic back and forth because we're at our limit of mics.
I'm sorry.
But who decided that?
Well, that goes from faith. And that's the basis of the Catholic faith. I'm not going to be talking
so
about
now, wait a minute.
Was that like the memo that wasn't passed down
it's
or
faith.
Something?
So let me interject something here. So when Constantine went through and decided what should be in the Bible and what shouldn't, what made him the right guy to do it? He wasn't a religious man. He wasn't a priest. He wasn't ordained by the church at all. All he was a king. What made him the guy to decide that?
He didn't decide it on his own. It was the people who ran the church. He was the emperor of Rome, but he didn't decide what was going into the Bible.
Well, in a lot of accounts, it specifically says he made those decisions and overrode the council.
No, the council gave the recommendations, and councils through prayer, through service, and all through the stories, the council came up with the Bible. Constantine just put his stamp on it because he was the emperor.
All right. Sean, do you have anything to add to this?
Well, he kind of just said it, really. I mean, the Bible was sort of edited and approved by an emperor. See what I'm saying? So, again, it's almost like, you know, much of it could be works of fiction and we don't know. And I think it's just ignorant for people to buy into it without at least questioning or thinking for themselves. I'm all about thinking for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, religion in and of itself, I don't think is a bad thing. I think what people do to it is a bad thing.
Okay.
I think the way they twist it. The reason why I say that.
We'll get back
to that. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. One more point. The reason why I say that is because I look at it as sort of an individual thing. If religion helps somebody spiritually uplift themselves or get them through a tough time spiritually, fine. I'm all for it. Do your thing. You know, basically it goes down to a Wiccan philosophy, which is an old world religion, which basically says do what you will but harm no one. I very much agree with that. I think do what you want basically as long as there is a certain code of ethics that we as humans should adhere to. We all know what they are. We know the difference between right and wrong. I don't think we need a tablet of commandments to tell. A lot of it is mind control and fear. You know, it's the fearing a society into behaving. And that's the bad side of it. Now, to me, organized religion, the bad side outweighs the good side to me. So I'm a little more on the, if I was going to weigh towards a side, I'd have to agree more with Meg. But I do believe that something exists. I just don't claim to know what it is, you know, and I don't think anyone does until you die. Got plenty of theories, got plenty of ideas.
Now, Meg, you were starting to say something.
Yeah. Well, people bring up, like, faith, no matter what it is. Like, it's a good thing. It's a good thing you have faith. I think it's a terrible thing to believe in something that doesn't exist or to, like, oh, I know it's a bad world, but I have faith God will take care of me and those kind of things.
Now, like, you and I have had that discussion. We actually okay, just so everybody home, Meg is the one that we're at Little Darlings, supposed to be staring at boobs on the stage and talking religion in a way. I said the same thing, and I still believe in faith, but not necessarily attached to one individual or one individual being or thought or religion, just the faith that, you know what, I have to trust something because I don't have my own answer.
And when you have faith in basically in a human, that faith can be twisted and turned and used against them.
Yeah, well, you know, you can have faith in anything.
Faith with God. Yeah. I mean, the most manipulative people on earth are people who have faith.
Now, Anthony, you have something to say? Because I saw you flinch.
He's twitching. Well,
everyone's twitchy today.
Well, the part about faith being the worst thing ever, I mean, we have faith in our parents. We have faith in each other. Wait. We have faith. But the word faith means just having faith in something, whether it's a person, a husband, a wife, a parent, Jesus, a concept, God.
But there's
see,
no...
And that's the reason... Right.
Tried to hurt you. You know, you wouldn't lose your faith in your wife if, like, you woke up and, you know, she's screwing somebody on the couch.
But, religious
faith... But is that
faith
or is that trust? Are you confusing faith and trust?
In my
faith and trust. It's very combined. Like, so, I have no faith in God, I have no trust in God, and have no reason to, no proof to. I've lived through some pretty crappy stuff, but it's nothing compared to what other people have lived through. And they claim, like, oh, I believe, you know, God will take care of these people. Bullshit. God doesn't take care of anyone for any reason.
Well, that's where I would disagree, because growing up, when I was 10 years old, I was diagnosed with arthritis. And my hands and my body are a little disformed here and there. But Jesus did save me, because I was on medication from 10 years old to 18 years old. Wait. And I could not move by myself. I had to have medications from the hospitals. Otherwise, I was nothing. I went to the Vatican. Pope John Paul II visited him. I prayed the night before that I either wanted to die, because I didn't want to have to take medication anymore, or I needed it to end. I needed to not have to take medication. I didn't care about the limping or whatever. I just did not want the rest of my life to have to deal with medication. The very next day, go to the Vatican. I felt this warmth come over me when I was in the Vatican, and I haven't taken any medicine since then.
Okay, we were discussing earlier, there's 500,000 underage sex slaves in the world today. Disposable children who are dying when they're 12, 15 years old, have been used for nothing but a sex toy. Why hasn't God cared about a single one of those children?
Why is it that faith is always brought up when one person has a good thing, but why when someone else, something bad happens?
If I can cut in, that basically was exactly my point. If having faith and religion got him through a tough time in his life, then that works for him. But it doesn't always work for everybody else, and that's also kind of making her point. So what the point I'm standing at is, people that try and force religion on you or try and convert you, those are the ones that really ruin it for everybody else.
Well, I would agree with that, because in the Catholic faith, Catholics don't push religion in that they want to convert you. Africa, in like Kenya, which is a predominant Catholic nation now didn't get converted because they were made to convert through the actions of building churches, building hospitals, building schools for the use of these African people to educate themselves.
So you mean bribery?
Wait, no, through
they were
helping,
bribed.
No, through help. That's that's what's called service to community.
We gotta hear that line again.
That was a good one. Those people don't need Jesus. They need food and they need condoms. They don't need that crap. That reality. Money could have been spent on actually helping them.
But look at it this way.
Education?
But look at this way.
I mean, building schools is what it's all about. That's
teaching God right along with it. It's
Meg,
bullshit.
Slow down here just one second. Let me just kind of. I think I see the point here. You got to build the foundation and the structure, which is the religion, and then they can provide. All of that stuff?
And through that's how you get to convert.
Bill Gates is doing the same thing. He is an atheist, and he is doing the same thing, and he's not pushing religion along with all the money to spend on Bibles and crosses and all that bullshit.
And Africa is...
You should be clothing these children. You should be taking these little girls who spend every day worried they're going to be raped because that people there think it's a cure for AIDS to rape a virgin.
And Africa is living proof that abstinence-only education does not work.
Exactly.
Which is all that the Catholic Church prescribes to.
It's a holocaust of AIDS there.
So you want the whole church to take what they believe is true and what I believe is true and just throw it out the window because people can't stop having sex?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I think they should. I think they should throw out their beliefs for the facts. Definitely. The fact is...
Well, that's the fact to you, though.
It is an epidemic. It is horrifying there. Little girls every day. That's why Oprah made that school to help these little girls stop from being raped every day.
So you've brought up two celebrities that have done something here. Mm-hmm. You've brought up Bill Gates. You brought up Oprah, who've built their foundations, their charities, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Why are they allowed to do that and spread their beliefs and their thoughts?
Bill Gates is not spreading his beliefs.
What is he doing, then?
He is providing food,
education.
Education.
Okay.
No, education's fine. You want to? I don't care. Send a kid to school. I'm talking about religious education.
Okay.
They're including the Bible in their education, which I think
There's
is just
no
wrong.
Separation of church and state in Africa, or in
that's a big problem.
America. No, it's not a problem.
It's barely here. Barely going on here.
When you've got a person who is making their graduation last year, thanking God for their help and getting the plug pulled out on them, that's ridiculous. That's a society that's taking the separation of church and state way too far, because all they said was, I want to thank God, and all of a sudden they got the mic pulled.
Well, I want to thank, Satan, then I mean...
Right. They would have pulled the mic.
Sorry, again, that child was warned.
They were not saying that. They were not thanking Satan. They were just thanking God, the person they believe in.
I mean,
and
but
there was
that's...
another college student who was suspended for saying that there was no God and making fun of a girl who believed in leprechauns. Okay, that shit happens to us, too.
Well,
lot more than it happens to Christian.
Okay,
Going back into this is the problem we run into now. With that whole situation, it's I'm right, you're wrong. Don't say this, don't say that. See, that's the problem. Everybody, gets too uptight about this religion thing. I mean, look at the Middle East. Look at the area of the world where this whole thing supposedly originated. Look at the turbulence that's been going on there for decades. It's evident. It's obvious. It's a fact. You know what I mean? And
just this weekend, the Hamas took over the Gaza Strip.
Yep.
So,
and
again,
it's all
another
about, and, it's all about land and religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And again, the tension that it causes is ridiculous. And what I'm saying is people should elevate their minds over that problem, relax a little about the religion thing, because no one's going to really know the way things are going to happen until you die.
Right.
The reality
crutch,
of it,
though.
The reality of it could be every one of us is wrong.
The Mormons could be right, and that quite frankly terrifies the shit out of me.
What did you say, the Mormons?
The Mormons could be right.
They could be.
Well, I'm just saying, no one knows. live your life, do your thing. I mean, the thing that bothers me about a lot of, again, religions is, the whole thing with go to church on Sunday, go to confession, say you're sorry for your sins and you'll be forgiven. I'm sorry, that bothers me. I don't think it's okay to walk around being a jerk off to people all week long, then go to a church on Sunday, say you're sorry, and it's all okay again.
Okay, but I have
a
problem.
You have to be accountable.
No. You know what?
You're supposed to. No, okay. If you truly are sorry for your sin, then you're forgiven.
Time out.
Hold on.
They're showing you their nice face because you're another Christian. I couldn't tell you how many stories I've had with women wearing, like, what would Jesus do, or a cross on, not knowing my religion, being absolute cunts to me.
Okay, and you know here's what? The thing. You're, time out.
That's
time.
A person.
I'm going to make a point
individual,
here.
Not that's, a religion.
Thank you. That's what I'm going to say. You that's a person.
But you can't blame an entire religion for one, sorry. Two, three bad apples. That's like blaming all the Muslims for the Al-Qaeda. That's
I gotta
ridiculous.
Do it.
That's
I
not
gotta
what
do
you wait, can wait. Do.
Jerry.
No. Our experience with Christians is just, I was a born-again Christian. I was a Baptist. You know, I've been there, and a lot of the reason I left is because they don't care about what they say they care about.
All they
care about is how they're perceived. Like, oh, I'm this good Christian, and they'll lie to you. I mean, you were telling me about how you were lying to the vampires. Why is it okay for
what?
You to lie
what?
To
what?
Vampires?
What's the point in leaving religion?
Yeah, but
I'd like to hear
okay
this one.
Wait, let's hear this. I want to hear about the lying to the vampires.
We got
to
hear this.
No, I produced TV shows, and I was doing a pilot for a sci-fi network.
Okay.
Or trying to do for a sci-fi network to pitch to them. And I as the producer, I tried to get into a vampire meeting, and I told them I was from London. I moved here, and I was from a vampire. And they invited me to the Palace Station where they were holding their meeting. And I'm like, so we kind of
come to our meetings. We will go to the buffet.
Palace Station. That's where they were having their meetings, at the cafe. There,
the cafe.
Oh, is it the other kin group or whatever?
But
the,
I mean,
you
I,
sure it
that,
wasn't a masquerade meeting?
Yeah.
But no, but
I got my knife.
No, I didn't ask for forgiveness. Why should I ask for forgiveness for that? I lied to them for that. No,
wait.
Just
let him go.
If, no.
See,
if I, no.
You're witnessing it firsthand.
If I felt sorry for that lie, then I would go to confession and do that.
But
okay,
that's
so
a
that
sin.
Lie, does it make it a sin?
But that's a sin.
No, I'm not saying.
Well,
it's
but
not
if
a
he's
sin,
not sorry
I'm
for
saying,
the sin,
hold on.
Sorry
I'm asking.
For that sin,
I'm
that
asking
lie.
Anthony this: is lying a sin?
Yes.
So you're okay living in that sin. And
I
at
am,
one point,
yeah.
you're finally going to say, shit, I'm dying next week. I need to get my forgiveness in.
I don't say, sin.
Not for that lie.
So
if lying is a sin, you're living in sin.
Mm-hmm. We all are living
we
in
all
sin.
We all are living. We're all born.
Aren't you aware that you have, that you
what
sin? Everybody sins.
Oh, I know that I sin. I have a
and
blog
I,
that keeps
I,
track of
I,
it.
And I definitely...
Notches on the bedpost.
Better because I'm judged as an atheist. But then again, I was raised to be without the Bible, to be very honest all the time, to not cheat, to never steal. You know, to
again,
do, and
code
I feel
of
bad
ethics.
When
see,
I do these things.
You
know,
it doesn't
I don't
necessarily
ask for
okay.
Now being based on religion.
Let's you change that situation.
Let's change gears a little bit here. Now, why does it seem that, especially in the political arena, if you are not overly religious and you don't express those religious beliefs, you're attacked for being an immoral person?
Makes people feel safe.
Yeah, I mean, religion is something that people cling to for security and for guidance.
On a whole, our society still clings to one of two or three religions.
And statistics most show atheists are the most hated people in America. Group.
You know, and again, there you go, the most hated people. That's just a problem. Why? Why does it have? Why? You know, who cares?
Why do you latch on to that statistic?
Why don't latch on to? I was shocked by it. I didn't know that. You know, people hated us that much.
So do you consider yourself to be an immoral person because you have no religion?
Well, no, moral doesn't have anything. Morals have nothing to do with religion. Whether you're religious or not, you're going to do what you're going
to
do.
But do you consider yourself to be a person with good morals?
Of course, everybody does.
No.
Okay, now hold on. Let's move down the list. So, Anthony,
yes.
Meg here does not have a religion.
Right.
Do you consider her to be an immoral person?
Immoral? No,
yes.
I don't consider her to be immoral.
Okay.
I consider her not being spiritual. I consider, you know, that she lost her faith from what she was growing with her family. But is she immoral? No. She's a very nice person. We had a great conversation out there for an hour while we were waiting. She's a great person.
Okay, now what if you found out she was gay?
Okay.
Would that make her an immoral person?
Bust out the video camera.
Yeah.
In lesbian sex acts, would that be immoral?
Bust out the video camera.
Yeah. Well, that's. Okay, well that's an immoral that's immoral.
But does that make the person immoral?
Do
that,
I think you're a bad
person? Can you separate
that
from
her? I don't think you're a bad person.
Wait,
you're not bad.
Her choice
is
to do that. That's her choice.
Okay, and that's free will.
Free will.
Okay, but you said two different things.
She said
we're asking immoral. You're saying bad person.
There is a.
No,
there
I
is
said
a...
immoral.
Oh, okay.
And that aspect of her life, yeah, I would say that's
okay.
immoral.
Okay.
Because why?
Just like if I was having premarital sex with a woman, it doesn't matter if she's doing it with a woman. If I was with a guy or a girl, whatever, that's still immoral in that I'm sinning because I'm having premarital sex. It doesn't matter that if she was with a guy or a girl and she's not married.
So if she was married to another woman, it'd be okay.
No, well, you can't get married in the.
Yes, you can.
You can get married, not in my faith. You can't.
No, you can't.
And I can only speak from my faith. I can only speak from my faith. I'm not saying you got to live by my faith. I'm saying I live by my faith.
Right.
I don't push my religion on people. I do with my youth group try and enhance the Catholic faith for them so that they don't lose faith and they don't fall away from God. Yeah, I do that.
So she's not a bad person, but she will burn for eternity.
I have a question really before I lose this.
Hey, okay, wait, Sean.
Where did marriage come from? Who invented it?
I'll get on Wikipedia right now. I don't know.
Really.
I know the Egyptians had.
Was marriage a hand down from God, or did some person
want to give up half his shit?
Well, no. I mean,
see,
it was marriage
saying?
Before the
so
Bible.
So when you talk about premarital sex, I think marriage is an institution of man, again, to promote whatever values
well, of higher
they
order
wanted
thinking
at
to
the
woman.
Time.
I mean, it's not even of man. It's of.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Of man.
So
to keep
when
woman.
People talk about premarital. You need to be married for this to be okay in the eyes of God. That just sounds like I'm watching Sesame Street to me. That's like ridiculous because people existed how long ago and perhaps formed unions or perhaps whatever without this institution of religion, and it's been going on for how many years. I just don't see how we can say, you know, okay, now, well, it needs to be in the eyes of God, right? Sorry.
So,
you know, that's just.
So, Anthony, I'd like to get your answer on this. Where did marriage come from?
Well, marriage was way before. I mean, the Egyptians were practicing monogamy between a man and a woman.
And that could, and again, that could have been a decision as a
for
society.
Sort of. Meg points out sort of.
The poor were. I mean, the kings have always been doing things.
Hey, we're married. This is an Egyptian divorce. Hey, we're divorced.
Well, I don't know. I personally believe
in polygamy, but that's
then,
just me.
But I just know that's you know they had marriages way before.
And before we get too lost in this, to be perfectly honest, nowadays, religion is more a business than anything.
Now, I will agree with that. Hold on. Let me get my point out here.
It's got its spiritual aspects, but I'll tell you what. Every time you walk into a church, at some point, they want money from you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They've got
to be able to keep the doors open. They got to be able to keep the electricity
going. Hold on.
Going.
Let me just do two things
it
here.
It doesn't magically appear.
We got to do one of these.
Statues.
Guys, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
We got to do one of those industry terms. We got to do a reset.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio and the religion Get Your God On segment.
I'm sorry. I'm just firing off.
No, you're fine.
No, it's great.
But you know what? I will. Okay. I got to tell my story here a little bit. Now, I'm recovering Catholic. And
recovering
Catholic. Oh, yeah. I have not fallen away from God. I've actually gone more to deism than anything else. Now, I've been to the Vatican. I have toured the Vatican. I, you know, did the whole 10-bit museum tour, Sistine Chapel, all that great stuff. Loved it, every minute of it. The one thing that I completely was amazed at is part of what he said, you get the plate handed out in front of you and donate, and then I look at all these gold rings and these giant, beautiful gold statues and all this opulence.
Most of them gifts.
You know what?
It's nice to sell them and feed somebody, maybe.
You know, and that was my thing. Now, my wife is Presbyterian.
Gifts from kings and whatever.
You know?
So screw the starving people. We got a gold gift.
No, they...
Damn. Now wait. So hold on, let me stoke this fire a little
people.
Bit.
You're not
Meg,
helping
Meg,
anyone.
Meg,
why don't you let Anthony have it real quick? So gifts are okay.
If someone gives you a gift, do you turn it away?
No, that's fine.
Or sell it?
What about the Vatican's removal? What about the Vatican's removal of the plenary indulgence certificate you could buy in the gift shop at the Vatican?
The what?
The plenary indulgence, you didn't see that, where you could buy your way out of sin? It was available in the gift shop.
You can't buy yourself out of sin. You've got to go to confession to get it. That's the only
way
to get
yeah, okay, I will agree. You have to go to reconciliation or confession,
but
you
could buy the certificate in the gift shop. And the Vatican took a lot of shit over that, and they eventually pulled the certificates from the gift shop.
Right, okay.
Okay, there's one thing about making...
Humans make mistakes. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's fine. Shouldn't forgiveness be free?
Bazing.
No, because it's in our church, in my faith, if you make a mortal sin, and by the way, mortal sin is where you got to get confession. You have to go to reconciliation. A little let's quote, white will lie, like what I did with the vampires. When you go to Mass, at the very beginning, we talk about you're forgiven by going to Mass for the little sins, by just going to Mass.
Like
you're
for forgiven. Free?
The mortal sins is what you have to go and confess, whether it's sex, premarital sex.
There's categories.
Rape. Murder, whatever your mortal sin.
Okay,
is.
Now let me ask this. Just actually, this is kind of more for you because you're on that middle. You are the middle line.
You are the middle line. Wow, that's interesting. It shifted.
A guy named Sinister Minister is the more middle line. Kind of does.
By the way, Minister, where can everybody hear you each week?
Say what?
Well, we'll get to the end.
Where can everybody hear you each week?
You mean every damn night?
Every damn night if they want to?
Little darlings.
No, I actually meant your website.
Website.
Oh, the website.
I was letting you plug your shit, dude.
You just didn't want me to... Yeah, you bastard.
I wanted to have you plug your shit.
Oh, I'm gonna. No, I work at Little Darlings, DJ down there. But my website, yes, the Midnight Massacre Theater, my horror host show. www.themmt.com.
Okay.
And I show, vintage horror films, and I host it. It's a lot of fun.
Gotta let him pimp his shit. All right, go ahead and...
Well, everybody gets to. Now, here's the thing. You just said it, you get those categories. You get your bucket of sin, and if your bucket's this full, okay,
right.
You get to go here.
See, those are one of the things that makes
full.
Me laugh.
This is one of the things that I have a hard time wrapping my head around when I was, really in, going to church and doing everything there.
One of the biggest things that drive some Catholics away.
Yeah, it's...
Just a regular Christianity is... They don't understand confession or reconciliation and why they have to do it.
Right, and I understood why I had to do it, but I didn't feel it was right. Now, my problem is I'm not telling God my sins.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm telling it to a priest. The priest... Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I'm telling it to a priest who's supposed to be, I guess, the messenger to God.
Right, just like a saint.
But that's a person. That's a regular mortal person.
But before he actually starts to and this is going to be tough for some of you guys probably to understand.
Be fair.
No, I am going to be fair. If right before they start to take confession, there's a prayer or ritual that they do that allows them to open the doors so that way the prayers go, the sin that is being confessed goes through them, their ears, to God directly. Most priests, if you ask, most priests don't even remember the sin that was given, that was being said.
Okay.
So they're in a trance, basically?
Not really a trance. I mean, they're very
cognizant.
They're very, okay. they're conscious because they, at the end, will give the penance.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what you're basically telling me is they go... Why do they have to say this prayer? Why do they have to say this phrase, statement? Why can't someone, Murph, Sean,
bless
myself, say, something like that?
Whatever.
Why can't we have that experience? Why do we have to go through that process, the seminary and all of that work just to be able to do that?
Like 2 degrees.
Why cannot I, as a normal mortal human,
right.
who yes, I do believe in God. Sorry, Meg. I know.
Don't apologize.
It's for me. But, why can't I, in a Catholic religion, mm-hmm. have that relationship with God?
Because you don't have the teachings, the theology. You haven't gone through all the preparation.
But don't I have the heart having the faith?
I don't know. Do you have the heart?
Wait a minute.
That's
now, let me.
Anybody see the movie Stigmata?
Yeah. That was horrible.
That
movie was bad.
Stigmata sent a good message. Because what you just said was the message of Stigmata.
That anybody is capable of having
anyone,
that faith.
If that's your thing and you wish to commune with whatever God you worship,
totally
you do not need a building of brick and stone. You just need your heart and your own spirit.
Right,
now,
okay.
No.
Anthony and I, Anthony and I
all
three of us, have a common friend. And that'd be Justin.
Chief, now, former co-host.
Now, I can say that when Justin left for seminary, he was a very materialistic individual at times. And what he learned at seminary really did open him up to a lot of things. And being in that environment, you do get past a lot of the shit that holds us up in normal life. Once you're able to get through all that, you actually do open up a little bit. And I don't know if it's to God necessarily, because I believe in something like Sean does, but it really does allow you the benefit of being able to slough off the regular crap and open yourself up in a way that you really do become kind of a conduit.
I have one question from the chat room real quick. This is for Anthony. Lex asks, why isn't every Catholic taught this prayer?
Oh, the prayer that the priest does
for reconciliation.
Something for the priest to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why the priest is a priest. But they've gone through the training. They've gone through seminary to become a priest. They're ordained. That's why we have the big celebration in the Mass where they're ordained.
Okay.
And basically, they lay on the floor and they do that whole ritual. It's about ritual.
Okay.
And that's why they become a priest. And it makes them closer to God because they've given up all the, as he put it, the crap. But it's part of the talk, though. I mean, that's just part of the prayer that we're not privy to yet.
Okay.
That's alienating, though.
Like, do you think God really gives a crap which direction you're pointing in, or if you take the smoke and do? Like, I was a Wiccan, and that's one of the things I couldn't. Like, I was a Baptist, I was a Wiccan.
It's not always about the action.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
You sampled a few of them. That's all.
No, why not? I couldn't figure out like why God would care if I burn this scent of incense or
God doesn't
this
care,
color
but you
candle.
Do.
Or, yeah, that's just it's why would God give a crap?
It's not about the action.
Like God's up in heaven
it's
going,
about the
oh, wait, he misstepped. Prayer's off.
No. It's not about the action itself. It's about the performing it in a way that's basically honorable. Shamans go through the same sort of rituals that Catholic priests do, which is kind of funny. They actually, certain prayers that have to be done in a certain way, and it's not, in my belief anyway, it's not the actual doing. It's the act of concentrating and believing enough
to do it. Yeah, but like in
Wiccan,
it's like you have to point, south to do this or whatever. Like
Muslims
pray.
Yeah,
well,
Muslims
pray
to the east. Like Anthony
the Wiccan thing.
God or whatever.
Well,
the Wiccan thing
works with the nature, laws of nature,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
but that's the same thing
that's
as why do we drive
like,
on the
sure
right side of the street.
Crap what direction I'm going.
Well, it's basically that just says if you don't do it right, you might not get your desired results.
Right, and I will say for the Muslim, they face east because they have to face Mecca.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's more of a geographical need.
They bite you down if you go whatever northeast.
That's where it's taken too far, I think, though, is there,
There's a focus that's involved, though, and I think it's not the actual doing. It's the act of believing enough to do it.
It's the ritualization of it.
And it's,
and
you know,
go
it's
through the rote. You know,
well, I mean, think about
it.
If you do have faith, and rather than taking the actual time to say a prayer or just to go blah, blah, whatever, whatever, ring a ding, ding, whatever, I'm done. Going through the actions is not as important as believing in what you're doing and doing it the right way.
Exactly.
See, that's I lack faith. I've always like even as a Baptist, like I pretty
well,
much
religious
got,
faith.
Yeah, and, religious faith. I mean, I really separated from the church because damn, they did not, especially the Baptists. I was raised Methodist, but the Baptists, they do not like you asking questions. Like, how dare your only question should be, how do you serve God better? And I think that's a lot of the problem
and
I have with it.
To me, that's
well,
ignorance.
I was wondering about that.
As far as I'm concerned, that's ignorance.
I want to ask.
That's closed-minded ignorance.
Wait,
and a lot of that. To me, what you just said, what they just told you.
Yeah.
That's what the problem I have is closed-minded ignorance. Mm-hmm. It's like the whole "do as I say, not as I do" thing. It's almost the same prospect. You
very
know,
much
and it
the
just
same.
It's ridiculous. Again, you have to be open. I believe to be open-minded. You're going to enrich in yourself. You're going to, a lot of the religions are just so based in hypocrisy.
Okay.
Not only that, but based in hypocrisy and then closed-mindedness, and that's where the...
Chat room here, another comment from the chat room. Serious question here. As good as any religion might sound, isn't it important that you be right, not just sound good? So are they doing all this to be right, to force their point, or...
I'm not sure I understand.
Every religion believes that they're right.
That was a little confusing.
Well, otherwise, they wouldn't be. I mean, Muslims believe
everyone
in Allah
thinks they're
and
right.
That they pray.
Yeah,
everyone thinks they're right.
But not just sounding good and convincing.
Mormons believe that they're right.
Yeah.
Protestants believe they're right. Catholics
believe
they're
right. That's where part of the tension comes from.
Jews believe they're right. Yeah. I mean, and that's where the tension comes from because everybody's got to be right in our
society.
Why
can't everybody be right?
See, now, that's an interesting point because.
There is no God. I mean, that's the answer. You want the big question. There is no God. When you die, you're dead.
I love watching her get agitated. She jiggles up and
yes,
down.
Yes, she does. It's great.
It's fantastic.
Titties!
Yeah!
Look,
I think
every religion.
Everybody was distracted. Yeah. By
almost
that.
Every religion I've ever
I'm sorry, encountered. Sorry, what? Yeah, what did you say? Were you saying something? I'm
I think
sorry.
I found a new god. Oh wait, no, I didn't.
Almost every religion I've ever encountered has been very exclusive, except for one. And I don't know if any of you have ever had an instance to talk to anyone of the Baha'i faith. And the Baha'i are very inclusive. They actually believe everyone's right. Everyone's got one piece of the puzzle, and when you put it all together, it makes an amazing thing. I personally am going to try and bring back all the Norse religions.
I tried that.
That's actually
I tried to do
an interesting
that.
Concept, see?
And I've tried that, but through all my readings and learnings of all the different religions, it can't happen. I mean, like, everybody believes in – not everybody believes in God, but Muslims believe in God, Jews believe in God, Christians believe in God. All the same God if you don't – which is amazing. They all believe in the same God.
The crab,
well,
if
at
you
least
look at
it. Their interpretation.
Right. But it's all God. I mean, it's the creator of heaven and earth. That's what they believe in. Then there's the breakdown from there, which makes what religion you were saying impossible, because Jews don't believe in Jesus, Christians believe in Jesus, Muslims believe Jesus was a prophet, but that's it. So everybody, that's why everybody doesn't have a piece.
Remember something.
It doesn't break that way.
Down through the ages, basically it's this concept. I tell you a story. You tell her, you tell her, you tell him, you tell him, you tell her. By the time it gets to you, 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 and you, there's going to be changes in that story.
And whether
just
those
from
changes
around
be
this room,
for interpretation
now
or for
what
endings.
Happens over centuries.
Okay.
The Bible, why the Bible, why Catholics, we know that the Bible is stories that are used to help teach.
Some of them are stories.
Now, like the 15,000 loaves that that Jesus fed 15,000 people with. 15,000 people were fed with five loaves. Excuse me, that's what it is. Now, was it 15,000 people? It could have gone up from 7,000. That could have been true, and then it, by now it, you know.
Hell, it could have been 50 for all we know.
Hell of a caterer, wasn't it?
Right. But that's
the
whole thing is the miracle. The miracle that Jesus can do that for you, and he can help feed.
Except he's not doing it to anyone else ever again.
So right now, I have to do this. I have to say this because
what
we are.
What else does he feed in this world? Okay, in the Bible.
I know, it's awesome,
where
isn't it?
Where in this world has that happened? How many people are starving right now? How much money does the Catholic Church have? I went to a Vatican exhibit of art. They could sell one of those things for $1 million and feed $1 million and feed how many children? And you people refuse to do it.
You people. All right. So on that note, what we need to do right now, we're running out of time for the show because we've got to start resetting here for the next show.
Wow.
So first off, let me just say thank you very much, everybody, for coming in and having this rather ambiguous discussion.
And guys, definitely thank you for coming in, and hopefully one day, one way or another, we all get to figure out who's right.
Let's just hope we find it out a long time from now.
Before people screw up.
So, before everything goes to hell.
Up.
So, Meg, do you have anything you need to pimp right now? Website? I know you do the cartoons.
Yeah, you can come see me at my website, get naked pictures of me, and buy my cannibal comics at www.cantoon.com, cantoon.com.
Anthony, do you have anything you need to pimp?
Not really. I mean, I'm the producer of the show Into Film, which is seen on KCLV. Jeffrey K. Howard is the host, and so that's a show that I produce. And I'm editor of the newspaper La Voce, the Italian American newspaper here in Las Vegas. But that's about it, I guess.
All right, and you got your pimping done early in the show. So
go ahead and pimp the website one more time.
All right, www.themmt.com for the Midnight Massacre Theater, the best goddamn, pardon the pun, horror host show in existence. Right,
this guy will make you wet your pants. It is not a joke.
The voice is just killer, though.
It's awesome. Guys, thank you very much for coming on. Trench, hit the music.
Do I have to?
Yes, biatch now.
Oh, all right.
It's over?
It's over.
Yep.
We only get a 2-hour show. Send your comments on that to jimmydiggs@lvrocks.com.
Yeah, there you go. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Big Wagon.
There's one more word.
Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I've been Murphy.
And I am still Niecy.
Right on. We got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, lvrocks.com, for allowing us the studio space. And let's show some love to Syndicates, Flash FM, the KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Bradley Muffin's lame-ass website, and Webmix, classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Thank you very much. And remember, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive. And guys, the show doesn't stop here. You can always go on to our website, spankwagonradio.net.
No.
Spankwagon.net.
No, thank you.
I have it in my favorites. Fuck you and die. Spankwagon.net. We do have the forums. If you have something you want to say about this, please keep going. Discuss it amongst yourselves. I'm not reading it anymore.
And, yeah, podcasts. And, of course, we love to have friends. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Become our friend. And actually,
send us pictures of your boobies.
I think most of these people in here, Anthony, if you have my MySpace, we've got to add you in. Because I think Meg and I know Minister, he's on our main. So
apparently, MySpace is a sin.
Oh, dear. We're not going
to
go there.
I'd just like to point out that I made it to an entire Catholic segment and didn't make a single touching a little boy comment.
Thank you.
Oh, there it is.
See, I was getting to that.
Nice.
All right.
Humans make mistakes.
We're out.
Retards out.
We'll be right back.